It's On Air with Tim and Terry. Now, this is something we haven't not only not talked about in a while, but we haven't played chess in a while, Terry, you and I.
I know. I'm ready to get the board out. Let's do this.
Let's start practicing. We would need to practice a lot if we were going to compete with the people in the studio right now.
Yes, we have Sean Tracy, the president of the Cayman Islands Chess Federation, in this morning. We have Michelle Majid, and we have youth chess director Ryan Blackwood in the house. Good morning, everyone.
What's the reason for your visit?
Sure. Well, the last time we met in your studio was nearly a year ago, and we had Grandmaster Johann Sebastian Christensen at that time,
yes,
together with Ryan. And the major aim at that time was to raise funds for the school's program, which we were relaunching.
Right.
We've done that, and Ryan will speak to this in more detail, but we now teach throughout many of the public schools on the curriculum, and we also teach in certain private schools as well. So the youth chess has been a major focus of the last few months, and will continue to be so. We've also sent a team to the Youth Chess Olympiad in the Netherlands last summer.
Oh, wow.
And we held a national schools tournament, and the winning school then represented the Cayman Islands in the World Team Schools Championship in Kazakhstan in the summer.
Wow.
So we've been very active in that way. One of the Federation's main aims is to promote female chess.
Okay.
And so we're very active in that field, and we're also looking to form a team of female players to compete in the next Chess Olympiad, which will be in Budapest this September.
Well, it's interesting you say that, and then I haven't seen Terry appear at many chess tournaments recently.
Tim, back off, okay? It's a lot of pressure.
Did you not qualify? Is that what it was?
I really wish I had a coach like Ryan Blackwood when I was growing up in the high school days, because you're actually, I didn't realize this, chess is actually in the curriculum now in some of the schools. Is that correct, Ryan?
Officially a class, yeah.
Yes, that's correct. Within the public school, we are doing a chess in education program, which basically introduces chess and the curriculum. So students get to do chess on a weekly basis. And within the public school, we actually have over 500 students that we're delivering chess to on a weekly basis.
And so they can get credit for this class too, right?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
They get a report card and everything, just like math.
That's incredible.
English. And I'm happy to say that there's a private school. There are two private schools actually came on board to introduce chess and the curriculum as well.
Okay, and what's the feedback from the schools so far?
And also the students. How is it received?
It has been great. I mean, the performance from some of the kids that we have gotten is that these kids have actually moved to the level where they are able to now play in competition since doing chess just for a couple of months.
Wow.
So the learning curve is pretty quick with them.
It is really fast.
We
and
do
the
need
platform
you as a
that we're using as well.
Yeah. Well, it's taken me decades and I'm still not very good. So maybe we do need you as a teacher around here.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, you can join us in the masterclass. Our masterclass has been growing from strength to strength as well, which happens every Saturday, originally at the Georgetown Library.
Okay.
And it's open to the general public.
Do you have a beginner class instead of a master class?
Well, the master class would take anybody from introduction to chess.
They turn you into a master.
Oh, okay.
That's the whole point.
That's just the name of it.
The end game there.
Okay, I got it.
And then Michelle is in as well this morning, Michelle Majid. And your daughter is actually one of the up-and-coming, very successful female chess players.
Wow.
Here in Cayman.
Just hearing you describe her like that gives me goosebumps, because just about...
Well, you're allowed to be a proud mom, so this is your time to brag.
Just about maybe a year ago, I saw an ad online for a Caribbean chess tournament for beginners.
Mm-hmm.
And I signed Zara up, but I wasn't sure if given her details would I'd be sending it through some cyber thing, and then, you know, crazy things happen online.
It's one way to put it, yeah.
So I reached out to the Chess Federation to find out, well, is this for real? Is this really happening? It was a Queen Gambit challenge for young girls.
Mm-hmm.
Zara went through the entire thing. There were classes like Saturday and Sunday evenings, 5 o'clock. I mean, we would be in Cook's and she'd be watching the time like, we need to get home, I have a
class. So she was hooked on it.
She was hooked.
Yeah.
And in the end, she won the top prize for under 14 across the Caribbean. So Cayman actually
beat. So not just Cayman, across the entire Caribbean?
Yeah, all the students.
Wow.
And like, there were adults there as well.
Uh-huh.
And it was funny because my accent is Trinidadian. The person who came second was Trinidad and Tobago, but Zara represented Cayman.
Nice. Woo! Yeah.
At what age is Zara?
She just turned 14.
Wow.
Okay.
And so is she going to be competing in this female national classic chess championship that's going on this coming weekend?
The 10th to 11th, yes. Yes, as soon as she saw it, she's like, get me signed up.
So there's a good chance she might end up winning that as well.
Okay, let's get
to it.
No pressure. She did do well at the Winter Rapid tournament. Sean can talk about that.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about this tournament that's coming up, because I know some people listening might still want to sign up for it. It's not too late, is it?
It's not too late. Sign up until this Wednesday, the 7th. It's a classical chess tournament, which means that the time controls are fairly long. It's not a blitz,
that's my kind of chess playing.
Blitz fast games. Mm-hmm. So essentially it's 1 hour plus a small increment each move for each player to complete their entire moves for the game. There's five rounds, three on Saturday, two on Sunday, and then it's a Swiss system like a ladder. So if you do well, you'll rise and play against other players who've done well, and the opposite also true, and then eventually it will produce a winner on Sunday.
Is there any cost to enter the tournament?
It is $25. That simply covers towards the trophy and so on, but it's a nominal charge. We encourage all female players who have an interest to come out to register. They can send us an email, kchess@gmail.com. And we look forward to hearing from you.
Harry, yeah. Mm-hmm. You got to get in on that. Come on.
This is all age groups?
Yes, it's
I can't have like a 9-year-old beat me in chess. I don't, and it very well will happen.
It could well happen.
This is the problem. Yeah.
But it is important that as women we, you know, make our stand.
You're right. It
it's
is.
Part
you.
Of the Sustainable Thank
you,
Development
Michelle.
Goal number 5 on gender equality. Mm-hmm.
So you're going to be in the tournament as well then?
Well,
see, there we go. See?
I have a really heavy portfolio with a lot of other things going on.
And you've got to cheer on your daughter Zara, right?
Yeah, I really don't want to like separate my focus. Listen. I just want to be there for her through it, because as Coach Blackwood would say, you never lose, you always learn. So
that's right.
There's going to be moments. I'm sure she's going to learn through this. But going back to women, I mean, no offense, guys. Chess is a really male-dominated sport. So, FIDE, if you look at the statistics, about 15% of all chess players are women. Mm-hmm. Even if you look at grandmasters, it's about 4%.
It? Yeah.
So it's time for our girls to step forward and stop feeling so scared. You know, there's so much you could learn in chess, not just strategic thinking. So I would tell you, it's chess, you could play it off the board. And
that's
I do
right.
that with my daughter.
It's a great
all
life skill.
Mm-hmm. I would say, okay, you have to make a decision. Give me it just like in chess. There's so many options. You move your bishop, move the rook. And she would do that and make actual decisions in life. And then not only that, I mean, I've seen her grow and interact socially with other girls, other male people. So I truly believe that overall, chess is life.
You don't regret the experiences you did. You regret what you don't did.
That's true. All right, I'm going to mull over it for at least a day.
That's not correct English. I have till Wednesday to make a decision. Okay. All right. Well, I'll press you again on Wednesday.
All right. Sounds good. Is there anything we've missed out or anything you wanted to add to it?
Yeah, probably I should add to that, Terry. I mean, this is the female championship that we're looking at. And I know for FIDE, this is FIDE 100th anniversary as well. And this is really, I've been saying to my students in the public schools and private schools, this is the year for female chess, not just on the island of Cayman, mm-hmm. but also worldwide. And FIDE is really pushing that. So we are trying to make sure that we have a strong team going to the female, to the Olympiad in Budapest in 2024. So we're calling for all female players. Whether or not you feel like you're a good chess player or a great chess player, Olympiad level, we'll get you there.
Yeah.
So come to the tournaments.
Wow.
We're selecting a squad. And we'll do the training program. So we have a training program scheduled where we're going to be working with players. So Terry, mm-hmm. if you want to get better, this is the time to get better.
Let me think about this. But I'm very excited. And can people just come out and watch and if they don't want to participate, just to show their support?
Spectators are welcome, very welcome to come.
Okay.
And let me plug also the venue as well. So the venue will be at the offices of CMAC, which is the Cayman International Mediation and Arbitration Center. It's a new arbitration center in the Cayman Islands. That is opposite Rackham's. So it's in the office block of Strathvale House. And while we're on the note of venues, we also thank Cayman Prep and High School, because they have been our interim venue while the library has been unavailable for renovation. So we appreciate their support too.
Awesome. Well, thank you all for coming in too and talking about the event.
Pleasure.
And we look forward to it. Are you doing another event where you're having a grandmaster come in? We're doing that round robin, raising money for schools. Are you going to do that again?
Well, we're doing a big international tournament this year, which we're looking to have several grandmasters on the island.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be on the from the 4th of May to the 6th. And arrival date for international players will be the 3rd of May. And it's a really going to be a really big tournament. So we may have more than 10 grandmasters on the island.
Wow.
Well, we'd love to have a couple of them in the studio.
Yeah, that's going to be the Cayman Chess Classic International Tournament.
There's a lot of exciting things in the world of chess for 2024 here in the Cayman Islands.
Yes, thank you all again. The Cayman Islands Chess Federation. And good luck with the event.